firearms evolved drastically between the Revolutionary and the Civil Wars. We're digging up a little shooting history next on Western Life Radio.
For the most cost-effective school safety solutions, look to FasterUtah.org.
There's nothing quite like the great outdoors, and at Sportsman's Warehouse, we share your passion for hunting, fishing, and camping. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. So whether you're ice fishing, predator hunting, snowshoeing, or winter camping, Sportsman's Warehouse has a terrific selection of all the latest equipment for your outdoor adventure. So when it's cold outside, that's the time to come and see what's hot inside at Sportsman's Warehouse. Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside. Firearms changed drastically between the Revolutionary and Civil Wars. Brant Taylor, with Taylor Gunsmithing, shares a condensed history lesson.
Back in the Revolutionary War days, they had muskets, and the muskets were smoothbore. They had a straight smoothbore in them, and so they could shoot a round ball or they could shoot shot, like a shotgun. And so muskets were very popular. They were a lot quicker to load than the rifle, because your rifle, you have to patch the ball and force it down the rifling. So in the muzzleloading days, the musket was really popular. And then about Civil War time, they came up with the Mini balls, which were more of a bullet. They had a skirt of lead on one end that they were sized so that they just fit inside the lands of the rifling and not down into the grooves. So you could put a mini ball in there, and then when it fired, the pressure of the powder burning would expand that skirt of the ball out into the rifling, so it would spin going down the bore of the musket or rifle. So they had rifled muskets for the mini balls. And during that same time, they came up with paper cartridges. And it's interesting that one of the requirements to be a soldier during the Civil War was to have enough teeth on top and bottom so that you could put that end of the paper cartridge in your teeth and tear off the end, pour the powder down the muzzle of the rifle, and then you'd stuff the paper down for wadding and the ball or the bullet on top of that. Ram at home, then you put your percussion cap on the nipple and you're ready to shoot again.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.